Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Wooten!
Ah, Penny, I have great news.
I have great news, too. What's your news?
Okay. I've been working on this latest comic, and I had Dr. Gravity stuck in a magnetic field on a polar ice cap, but I didn't know how to get him out. And I just now realized the perfect way for him to escape.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, so that's where the box of Sunshine Girl's cookies went.
What box?
All of them, Wooten. You have to stop eating all the cookies. It's bad for your health.
Yeah, but it supports a great cause. I'm very supportive.
Wooten.
I can't help it, Penny. I see you in the pantry and the temptation is just too great.
Well, we need to do something about that then.
Definitely, but what's your good news?
I forgot. I must have been distracted when you got a new lamp.
Yeah, a fan sent it to me. That is Professor Amazing, and the light bulb is the idea he's having. Do you like it?
Yes, maybe. Not really.
Oh.
It's just that my mom likes a bedside lamp that helps her actually read at night, and that's more decorative.
Oh, well, I can change it out, Penny. I want this to work as their guest room, too. When will your parents be here?
In a couple hours. It's very nice of you to share your office with them, Wooten.
Oh,
that reminds me of why I came in.
Oh, yeah.
Office made me think of box office, which is where you buy tickets, and I just bought the plane tickets to Thailand.
Oh, yeah, your parents are going to be so surprised. The four of us going to Thailand together. What could be more fun than that?
I know. I can't wait to tell them. But we have to make it special.
What, Thailand?
Telling them about Thailand.
Oh, like writing it out in pasta in the breakfast nook?
No, not that special. But close. I'll let you get back to work. How are you going to save Dr. Gravity?
Dr. Who? Oh, yeah. I'm going to... I forgot.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. I distracted you.
No. It's okay.
No, it's not. Last week, I ruined a perfectly good spaceship by asking you what cheese is best on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, aged Fontina, obviously.
Maybe we need an intercom system. Because it's like every time I walk in here, my brain just takes a sharp left turn to something unrelated.
Penny, that is exactly how I feel in the cereal aisle at the grocery store. But I am really glad you got the tickets.
Yeah! Mom and Dad are going to be so surprised.
Penny and Wooten are going to be so surprised. Oh, I can't wait to tell them. Do you think we should break the news as soon as we get there or plan some sort of big reveal?
Is Charlotte putting in premium gas? That costs 17 cents more a gallon. What is she thinking? Regular unleaded, Charlotte. Every car, every day.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, I'm worried about Charlotte. Did she tell you that she and Dirk are moving to New York City?
That was an hour ago, in this car, while I was driving. I said, New York City? They have rats the size of Cocker Spaniels there.
That's right. Well, she doesn't want to move to New York City.
Who would? They live in phone booths with hot pots. It's 300 square miles of fire hazard.
And Dirk travels most of the time for work. He'll never be home, and she'll be all alone. I hope everything is okay with their marriage.
Get it back on your face, Eleanor.
What?
Your nose. It keeps going where it doesn't belong, honey.
It's called mother's intuition, Frank. I know these things. Plus, I saw Charlotte crying in the back seat earlier. She's clearly upset. The problem with Charlotte...
And here we go.
...is that she internalizes her stress. I read all about it on the computer. She puts a lot of pressure on herself. That's how you get ulcers, you know. It's from stewing on things.
You think she's stewing?
Yeah, like gumbo. This trip is just what she needs. Penny will cheer her up. Penny can cheer anyone up.
Okay, Dad. I filled it up with regular unleaded.
Ah, thanks, Charlotte.
I know. We can play the license plate game. You love the license plate game, Charlotte.
I loved it when I was 8, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I spy.
I think I'm gonna take a nap.
20 questions.
Sleeping.
Okay, I changed the lamp back, Penny.
Thank you.
And I know how we can surprise your parents with the trip.
How?
I could make, drum roll please, a Thai dinner.
You know how to cook Thai food?
I know how to do a recipe search online.
I love it. Mom will get all nostalgic like she does, saying, "Oh, Thai food, you know, your father and I were supposed to go to Thailand for our honeymoon, but then he was deployed and we never went." Then she'll sigh and shake her head.
And we'll say, "We have got a surprise for you."
And we'll tell them, "Wooten, you're brilliant. That's perfect."
Oh, and that's them.
Oh, I'll get it. But, Wooten, look normal. Huh? Don't give it away.
Normal?
Hey, you made it!
I am normal. Perfectly normal.
Why are you smiling like that, Wooten?
I'm just smiling. Is smiling not normal?
Not like that. You look like you just ate your enemy.
Where's your luggage, Mom?
Oh, Charlotte has it. My knee, Dad's back, you know.
Oh, I'll go help her.
Penny, there's something you should know.
Oh, boy.
Like why we're whispering?
Well, I just want to warn you. Charlotte is stressed, and she might be having marriage problems.
Really? She called me yesterday to say she and Dirk were moving to New York, and she seemed excited about it.
Told you, Frank. Stifling her feelings, pretending what? Everything is fine. Oh, I think they need to see a pastor.
So what do we do?
Get her talking. Let her share how she feels. Do some activities together.
Hey, like what?
Oh... Well, you know, Charlotte, she's happiest when she's busy. Do you have anything around the house that you could do together?
Well, I've been thinking about painting the upstairs guest room.
Well, that's where she's staying. That'll be perfect. Do you have the paint yet?
I haven't decided on a color. I'm thinking something light, sky blue or a pale yellow.
That's lovely. Well, now that that's settled, can I help with dinner?
Oh, no, just relax. Wooten's making dinner.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, I've got the cow soy in the oven, and now to cut up the lemongrass and chilies.
A Thai meal? Oh, it smells so delicious. You know, Frank and I were supposed to go to Thailand on our honeymoon, to the beaches. But then he got deployed. We always said we'd go someday, but never happened.
Oh, that's so sad. Isn't that sad, Wooten?
Oh, yeah, sad, very sad. Can you tell us that story again after the first course?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's see. Scallions, a wok. A wok. That's a fun word to say. Wok, 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 wok.
Wooten, it's starting to get kind of smoky in here.
Yeah, really. My cow soy. Oh, no. Oh, I must have had the heat on too high. It's as burnt as ants under a magnifying glass.
Well done, all right. But I'm sure it's still good. Here, let me try it.
Oh, you don't need to eat it, Penny.
Pretty sure this isn't done.
But it's burnt.
Right. The outside is burnt. The inside is raw.
Oh, Penny, I ruined dinner.
Now, I'll make tuna melt sandwiches. You can't go wrong with tuna melt sandwiches.
But I really wanted Thai food. Oh, we can order it from that restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Thai again.
You don't need to spend all that money on us.
It's fine, Mom. I'm the one who's craving Thai food.
Well, if that's what you really want... I like this pale blue paint swatch, Penny.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we could pick up a gallon at the paint store tomorrow. Charlotte, you don't mind painting while you're here, do you?
I suppose not, since you've already covered all the furniture in my room with drop cloths.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, it's fine.
Oh, I knew you would do it. Nothing like a project to give you time to, talk about your feelings or things that are causing you stress or...
Stress?
Dinner, everyone.
Finally, I'm starving.
Two pepperoni and one mushroom and anchovy.
Pizza? We were supposed to have Thai food.
Yeah, the Thai place is closed on Tuesdays.
Oh. And the pizza place is next door.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
I never knew you to be such a fan of ethnic food, Penny.
Pizza is ethnic. The mushrooms are from Indiana.
I've just been craving Thai food, I suppose. But this is fine.
You know, your father and I were supposed to go to Thailand on our honeymoon.
We know, Mom.
No, do tell.
Well, we were going to stay in this cute little beach resort, you know, where they bring coconuts with straws sticking out of them. But then the deployment papers came, and The trip never happened. Remember, Frank?
Only because you remind me every other Thursday.
Yeah, well, we tried a few times after that, but, well, life happens.
Well, we happen to have a surprise for you.
You do?
Oh. What? Penny, are you okay?
Oh, she's the exact color of this paint swatch. Celery green.
I'm not feeling well. I'm sorry. I'm gonna skip dinner.
Oh, dear. I hope she feels better.
Oh, me too. Oh, Wilton, what was the surprise you were talking about?
I can wait. I gotta go check on Penny.
Well, Charlotte and I picked up the paint, and I think having a project cheered her up a bit. Is Penny awake yet?
Wooten said she's feeling better than she did last night, but still needs to rest today.
Well, it's so strange how quickly that came on.
You know, I happen to notice that their gutters could use some cleaning, so I'm going to get on that.
I happen to notice. Do you mean that you climbed up on their roof?
How else is a guy supposed to notice?
Ugh.
Oh, a package came while I was out there, so I brought it in here. Make sure Wooten gets this.
Frank.
Yeah?
Do you remember when I used to get queasy around anchovies?
Yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Exactly. It was only when I was pregnant. I mean, there were anchovies on that pizza last night.
That's not where babies come from, Eleanor.
I know that, but Penny started to feel queasy.
What are you getting at?
And Penny said that she was craving Thai food. Craving?
Mm-hmm.
And they're painting the guest room baby blue, which is a perfect blue for a baby room, hence the name. Wait! Wooten and Penny are gonna have a baby.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Wooten said they had a surprise for us. It's the only thing that makes sense. What else could the surprise be?
Now, we can't get our hopes up, dear. We can't jump to conclusions.
Open the package that came then.
I can't open their mail, Eleanor.
We're family. You know, their mail is our mail.
Well, don't hand me their electric bill, then.
Come on, Frank. We'll just open up the side and take a little peek. Look, the end is already coming open. If they're going to have a baby, they might be ordering baby things.
It's probably nothing. A new ladle or a pack of gummy worms. Wooten goes through gummy worms like candy.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
And if I open it, you'll stop with all this nonsense?
Yep. Now, just peel back the tape here. Come on.
Okay.
See? It's already coming off. And then we'll tape it back up. Good as new.
Ah, you're lucky I love you.
I know.
See? It's just a little...
baby monitor.
Eleanor? Frank?
Wooten. Yes, dear?
Would you guys like some tea? I'm bringing Penny some to settle her stomach.
Oh, no, thank you.
Sounds good to me, Wooten.
Okay, I'll bring some in.
Oh, he's coming.
Hurry up and wrap this back up. Why did you want tea? You never would. Give me that.
Here,
get
hold
that
this.
Corner.
No,
you
now
are
hold
so
hold this
cold.
Over there.
All right.
Put your finger there.
And here you go.
Oh, Wooten. It's
thank
so good to
you.
See you.
Oh, yeah. Is everything okay?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, and this package came just a few minutes ago for you.
Oh.
They don't package stuff like they used to, do they?
Oh, thanks. You know, I've been waiting for this. Penny feels terrible, you guys. I mean, terrible because she's sick, but also terrible for not being a good hostess.
Oh, not a problem.
Oh, we can entertain ourselves.
Well, thanks for being so understanding. I guess I'm going to go show her this.
Yes, just go ahead.
We're totally fine.
They're totally fine. That's what they said, which is better than you're doing.
I'm pretty sure it's food poisoning.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I mean, I did feed you raw chicken last night.
Well, you didn't know.
Oh, but to help you feel better, here's some water and a cold cloth and some stomach medicine and a comic book. Can I help you with your pillows?
Oh, Wooten, you're so good to me.
Yeah, of all the husbands who poison their wives, I'm the best one.
I know. But you're on a deadline, so go get your work done.
But I don't want to leave you, Penny.
You can't write your comic book and be my nurse at the same time.
Oh, but I can. Look what came today. Ta-da!
Baby monitors?
Yep, remember when you said you wish we had an intercom so you could contact me from the kitchen? Because as soon as you walked into the office, you'd get distracted.
And then I'd distract you.
Right. This way you can distract me from the kitchen. Or if you're sick, from the bedroom. Okay, here's yours. Now, if you want to talk to me, you just push this button.
Okay. Thank you, Wooten. This is wonderful.
This is wonderful. A baby. A little baby. Oh, and now what do we do?
We buy a crib. Every baby needs a crib.
I mean, how am I supposed to act around Penny? I know this wonderful thing, and I can't pretend that I don't.
Well, just act normal.
But this is a mother's job, to answer questions and offer advice. She needs to know to cut out caffeine and sushi and eat extra folate, and that ginger can help her with her nausea. Oh, I'm supposed to be the one who imparts wisdom to her. I need to impart, Frank.
Now, Eleanor, you'll have time to impart later. But it's their surprise, and we have to let them surprise us when they're ready.
Hi, Mom. Dad?
Penny. Hi, Penny.
Hi. Oh, sorry about leaving you on your own.
Oh, no worries. Are you feeling better?
Oh, much.
Yeah, yeah. It just passes after a bit, doesn't it? Ginger can help, too.
Oh, you're probably starving. Wooten's making brunch.
Okay, I'm about to start taping, but I need to get something to eat before I get started.
Wooten's making brunch.
Otherwise known as Leckfest. Here's your coffee, Penny.
Oh, no. She shouldn't be drinking coffee. Huh? It's more important for Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte is working so hard, and she's caffeine deficient. Look at those dark circles under her eyes.
Thanks, Mom.
Here, have Penny's coffee. Now, you should drink lots of water, Penny. The human body is made up of 70% water.
Wow, really? So we're basically cucumbers.
You know what I'm feeling like for breakfast? Something high in folate and iron. How about eggs for everyone?
Not for me, Mom. Wooten's making waffles.
I'll make you eggs.
Okay.
Okay, here's the last pan. Didn't take much to clean up. Your parents did most of it.
Mom and Dad have been so helpful today.
Yeah, we should reward them with a trip to Thailand. When can we tell them?
Tonight? Oh, you set up the baby monitors.
Oh, yeah, the other one's in the office. See, you just turn it on right here.
Can't believe it.
Oh, Mom and Dad are in there. We
My
should...
sweet little Penny. Pregnant.
Penny?
No. Why would they think that?
Any happier. I mean, we've always tried to not pressure the girls about having kids.
That's true. Yeah. But if they knew how much we've been looking forward to being grandparents.
I know. It's the best gift they could give us. Oh, I can hardly wait for when they tell us the surprise. And remember, we have to act surprised.
Well, I definitely think they're going to be surprised.
I don't understand.
I mean, what would give them the idea that you're pregnant?
I don't know. But it explains why my mom didn't want me to have coffee. Oh, this is terrible. Did you hear how excited they are? They're going to be devastated when we tell them the surprise is just a dumb old vacation.
Well, maybe we could meet them halfway, you know, like get them a pet. I know, a gecko. Their own little grand gecko.
Forward to surprising them. Instead, I get to break their hearts.
Look what was just delivered, Eleanor.
A childproof doorknob?
Picture right on the package. Those two aren't very good at surprises.
Amateurs.
Mom, Dad, we need to talk.
Here, this came for you.
Thank you. Now, I know we told you we had a surprise for you.
Yes, and we are so eager to hear what this surprise must be.
Oh, whatever could it be?
See, we think you might think you know what it is.
Yes, yes, we do know, and I can't do this anymore. Congratulations!
We are so excited, Penny.
We ordered a crib.
Oh, that was a surprise, Eleanor.
Oh, let's be done with surprises. In fact, we'll tell you our surprise right now.
Mom? Mom, you have to listen to us.
We're moving here.
Here?
Yup, to Odyssey. Well, part-time.
We sold the house last week.
Mom. And we bought an RV.
Recreational vehicle.
So we'll travel between here and Pittsburgh and New York.
To visit Charlotte.
We'll be able to babysit anytime. Well, anytime we're here, which is a third of the time.
Oh, let me hug my...
Mom! We are not having a baby.
Of course you are.
We would know. There's been a mistake. I don't know what made you think
you're literally holding a child-proof doorknob.
It's to keep Wooten from getting the Sunshine Girl cookies.
Huh? Oh, because I have oversized thumbs I won't be able to get in the pantry.
Yeah.
What a great idea. I'm sorry, guys. We're really sorry about the not baby thing.
Yeah. You got a baby monitor.
And you had morning sickness.
Not to mention the moodiness.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everyone. I finished taping up the guest room. It looks great, if I do say so myself.
And painting the guest room baby blue. Now, if that doesn't say baby, what does?
I feel like I missed something.
Mom and Dad thought we were having a baby, Charlotte. Now, look. The monitors were so I can talk to Wooten when he's in his office.
And the sickness was food poisoning.
We paint the guest room every year just to change things up.
Yeah, the moodiness was, well, you know, petty.
Wooten! We're very sorry. We should have told you from the start what the surprise was. It's our fault.
Yeah, except for the going through our mail part, which was your fault.
Well, sorry about that, Wooten.
It's okay.
But... we do have a great surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip to Thailand with us.
Uh-huh. Oh, yay, Thailand. We've always wanted to go there.
Yes, what a wonderful surprise.
Yeah.
What could be better? I mean, a baby would be better, but this is great, too.
Wonderful.
Yep, just wonderful.
Wonderful.
I guess I should cancel the crib shipment.
Oh, it was such a pretty crib.
Oh, this isn't going well.
Yeah. Hey, how do you guys feel about geckos?
Okay, Mom, Dad, you have to stop. Wooten and Penny are giving you a generous gift. You should appreciate that.
Of course, you're right. We do.
Yes, it's a thoughtful gift.
Very, very thoughtful.
Besides, you don't need Penny to have a grandbaby.
Well, they don't come from anchovies.
Because... I'm having a baby.
What?
Charlotte, you're pregnant?
Yep, I'm due in 7 months.
Wow, that's incredible.
Good for you.
But Charlotte, you've been so depressed.
I've been tired, and my emotions have kind of been all over the place. But the doctor says that's normal.
Of course it is. We were worried things were difficult between you and Dirk.
We're fine. He's thrilled.
But he's moving you to New York City.
New York was my idea.
What? Why?
Now, wait a minute. Let me go over the size of those rats again.
That's where the corporate office is located. Dirk won't need to travel anymore. He'll have a normal schedule, which will be great for when the baby comes.
Oh, dear. I made you carry luggage. I almost had you around paint fumes. I made you drink coffee.
It's fine, Mom.
Oh, Charlotte, now I get to be a grandmother. What a blessing. Oh, come here. Let me hug you.
Whoa, wait a minute now. Let Grandpa get in on the hug.
And Penny.
And Uncle Wooten.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
We're going to be squashed.
Hooray, we get a baby in the family.
We still get to go to Thailand, right? I mean, I've always wanted to go to Thailand.
Have you? Never been to see
it? We were going to go for our honeymoon.
Yeah,
have you ever noticed how excited people get when they hear that a baby is on the way? They laugh and hug each other. Some people even cry tears of joy. Why is that? I think there's something in all of us that gets excited when we find out that a brand new life is being formed. Psalm 127:3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord." That means that children are a special gift and blessing. We get excited about babies, not only because they're so loved by us, but because they are wonderful treasures from God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Wise Surprise was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Carol Mansell, Victor Brand, and Renee Fea. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.